गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुःसाक्षात् परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वक्रतुण्डमहाकाय सूर्यकोटिसमप्रभा निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देवा सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम्।
ॐ सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
धन्यवादः महोदय। नमः सर्वेभ्यः। वेलकम बैक टू अवर सेकंड क्लास। सो वन थिंग आई वांटेड टू मेंशन टू ऑल ऑफ यू, आई सेंट ए ग्रुप ईमेल एंड आई कुड नॉट अटैच ऑल द अटैचमेंट द करपत्राणी हैंड आउट्स टू इट, सो आई कुड सेंड ओनली टू। सो टू द ग्रुप ईमेल आई सेंट थ्री। सो व्हाट आई एम आस्किंग ऑल ऑफ यू इज, if you are going to be attending this session regularly and would like to be in the group email that will be sent to only session 4, email me, let me know, so I can add you to that group email. Because in the email that comes to everyone for all the sessions, that email group is not the one I have. I have the group email for my session only. So those of you who want to be in the session 4 email list, please let me know. Okay, so then some of you wanted to know the names, your names. So I did research on those. I looked at those. I will just email it to the group email. But what I wanted to say about that was, you know, that made me think, because those are not regular words. They have gone through transformation, and they have from the Mula word, they like a Namapadam, they have gone through some Sandhi Karya and all that, and then they changed. So just wanted to take up this opportunity to tell you how the words are formed in Sanskritam, in Vyakarana. Mula Dhatu is taken, the root verb, and then Pratyayas are added to that, and that depends of course on several things. So then it's called a prakriya, the process of making a word. And then so from one root, one dhatu, we can make so many words. They say it's actually you can make infinite words following the rules of Vyakarana. So that just made me think of it, and just wanted to share that with you. That is Vyakarana, and that is Sandhi Karya, Karyani in Sanskritam. Astu. Then, so last time we looked at Aksharas, we looked at the vowels in Sanskritam. They are called Swaraha, and we looked at consonants, Vyanjanani, they are called in Sanskritam. So, if you weren't here, please watch the PowerPoint presentation. I also included a link on our page to the two videos that I talked about. So if you want to learn, have a deeper understanding of the pronunciation, watch those. Then we covered mama, nama, bhavataha, bhavatyaha, saha, eshaha, sa, esha. So this is what we did for practice in the last class. So these, among these, mama is actually comes from aham, and then nama is a napumsakalinga padam. So then bhavataha, bhavatyaha, saha, eshaha, sa, esha, they are called pronouns. So pronouns are called in Sanskritam sarvanama padani. So pronouns take the place of a noun. So for example, we looked at several examples of nouns, but like Ramaha, Balakaha, Vruddaha, or Sita, Radhika, Rama, or Pustakam, in Napumsakalingam, Pustakam, and so they take the place of these. And in Sarvanama, Padani, or Shabdaha, there are Aham for I, and Aham Ityasya Shashti Vibhakti Mama. So Aham Padas Shashti Vibhakti Mama. Mama Nama, that's what we were using. Then Tvam, someone said Tava. So Tvam Vibhakti table, that Shashti Vibhakti becomes Tava. So then we said Bhavataha. So that Prathama Vibhakti becomes Bhavan. Then Bhavatyaha.
Yes. Playing, so I can't,
no. These are from my notes, Bhagini. These are only from my notes. So this is all in Shabda Manjari, and we will be learning this later on. I'm just giving a preview.
Okay, because
It's not on the screen. You're still seeing the Prarthana page only. So when I open the exercise, you'll be able to see it. So bhavati iti prathama vibhakti bhavatyaha. And this will all be coming. When we look at vibhaktis, we will cover these. Then we looked at saha, eshaha. So these are different pronouns that I am giving an overview of. Then that is in Pumlinga, that means he. Sa, esha, strilinga, that means she. Then for bahuvachana, we use te. In Pumlinga, Taha, Strilinga, De. Etat means this. Tat means that. Kaha means who. Or Ka in Strilinga. And then there is, for someone, we'll say Kaschana. And for everybody, we say Sarve. And they all have their own Vibhaktis, which we will look at later. So, among these pronouns, like I said, we covered Bhavataha, Bhavatyaha, Saha, Eshaha, Sa, Esha. So today we are going to look at Tat, Etat. That is in Napumsakalingam. So we have not done those yet. But before we do that, we will just review and what we have covered and see if anyone has any questions. And today I would like to call out the names. And those, I would like for them to do the exercises one at a time. So, we'll start with this one. Okay. Just for review, let me see. Who can? Okay. Chitra Bhagini, would you like to read?
Yes, of course, Bhagini. I'll read.
Okay, so if you can read the first three, Bhagini.
Okay. Eshah Balakah, Sah Balakah. Eshah Simha, Sah Simha. Eshah Vanarah, Sah Vanarah.
Very good. But except we have to, like, when you said Eshah Simha, we have to pronounce the visarga also.
Okay. Eshah Simha, Singha. Is that how you say?
Simhaha, it becomes very difficult. So we usually say Simhaha eva.
Okay, Simhaha. Okay. Eshaha Simhaha, Saha Simhaha.
So can you tell us why one is Eshaha, one is Saha?
Eshaha is the one which, this is a simha, that is a simha. Eshaha is, saha is that. No. Sorry. It is because it is pulling.
It is pumlinga, but so is saha is also pumlinga.
One is near.
Close. One is near and one is far.
One is near, one is far.
This and that.
So which is near?
Eshaha.
Hmm.
Saha is?
Far.
Far away. Far.
Yeah.
Yes. Very good. So in this we will be learning some new terms also, like Simhaha, Vanaraha. Let's see what else is there. Okay, so I'm going to call someone else. Let's see. Amita Bhagini, would you like to read? Amita Bhagini, you're on mute. Okay. Shailini Bhagini, would you like to read?
Yes, please.
Okay. So, if you could read the next.
Yeah. Eshaha. Gajaha. Saha. Gajaha. Eshaha. Balakaha. Sahaha. Urdaha.
It is just Saha. Saha.
Saha.
Na? Saha.
Yeah. Saha. Urdaha.
Saha. Urdaha. And then, one more.
Eshaha. Simhaha. Saha. Harinaha.
So again, when it comes to animals also, remember that these are being addressed in Pumlinga.
Pumlinga, yeah.
Simhaha, Vanaraha, Gajaha, Vruddhaha, Harinaha, so far. Very good. So please mute Bhagini.
Yeah.
Gauri Bhagini, would you like to read the next one? Gauri Bhagini? Okay, there is a Jayanti Bhagini. Would you like to read?
Hello? Yeah.
Yes, Jayanti Bhagini. Namaste. Go ahead, Bhagini.
Yeah. From Vanara? From.
Yes, from Vanara. Mm-hmm.
Eshaha Vanaraha Sa Ballukaha. Eshaha Gajaha. Sa Ashwaha.
Saha Ashwaha.
Saha Ashwaha.
Pumlinge.
Eshaha Mayuraha. Sa Shukaha.
Look again. What is for the Shukaha? Saha Shukaha.
Saha Shukaha.
Because when you say Shukaha, then it will not take sa, it will take saha.
Saha.
Okay. Because the ending will be either akara, ikara in strilinga. So sa is strilinga, saha is pumlinga.
Okay.
Okay, very good. Astu, I'm going to ask Mrudula Bhagini, would you like to read?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to. Let's start with Dandaha.
Are these in the book, Shobhaji?
These are not in our book, Mahodaya. This handout was sent through email. So this is, like I was saying in the first class, Abhyasa Pustakam is our main book. But I will be using other resources. So I will, I can try and send it ahead of time. Otherwise, I will show it here on screen sharing. After I have done, we have covered them, I will put them on our website.
Dhanyavaad.
Sure. These will be coming from different sources. Astu.
Okay.
What is that?
Eshaha Danda.
Go ahead, Bhagini.
Eshaha Danda. Saha Vrikshaha. Eshaha Vrikshukaha, Saha Nrupaha. Eshaha Chhatraha, Saha Adhyapakaha.
So, Dandaha means stick yeah
wrong
stick ha huh. So you notice that what lingam is vrikshah pumlingam vrikshah ha huh. Then nrupah means
king pumlingam
king we can also say raja
raja
and the last one
adhyapakah
before that
chhatrah
chhatrah means
student
does anyone know the strilinga padam for chhatrah
chhatra
very good so astu eshah chhatrah sah adhyapakah for adhyapakah what is the strilinga
adhyapika
very good astu so we are going to do some exercises now based on what we have learned so far astu neha bhagini would you like to read neha bhagini we can't hear you bhagini okay we'll try again astu pratiksha bhagini you are not ready yet right
no I haven't okay
so
esha balakah saha simhah
ha esha balakah saha simhah and you chose that based on what bhagini
the esha is here this and that
saha because
lion is away.
Far away. According to the picture, lion is far away. Simhaha is far away.
Yes.
Astu. And Agrimam?
Eshaha vriddaha. Saha tarunaha.
Tarunaha. Tarunaha. Astu. Datra, Sundareshan Mahodaya, I saw your message. I'm moving the screen, Mahodaya. Maybe you have to refresh your laptop. अस्तु सो तरुणः एषः सः तरुणः बिकास् हि इस् फार् अवे अस्तु अग्रिमं भगिनी अग्रिमं मीन्स् द नेक्स्ट् वन्
एषः चषकः
क्षम्यताम् यु आर् रैट्
सः चषकः एषः
घटः
घटः
घटः घटः
घटः
घटः सो वी आर् सीङ्ग् देट् ईवन् वस्तूनि लैक् थिङ्ग्स् हेव् लिङ्गं सो देर् चषकः इस् अ ग्लास् सो पुंलिङ्ग घटः is a what do we say for ghataha
pot
is in pumlinga also astu the next one rajalakshmi bhagini would you like to read
yeshaka meenah saha makaraka
say that again bhagini
yeshaka meenah saha makaraka and saha shukah yeshaka mayurah saha chandrah yeshaka yeshaka chandrah
saha suryah so again notice that animals animal world meenah pumlinge makarah pumlinge shukah mayurah visa then chandrah suryah पुंलिङ्गे. वेरि गुड्. देन् सुनीता भगिनी, वुड् यु लैक् टु रीड्?
सः बिडालः, एषा कुकुरः, एषा गजः, सः मूषकः.
भगिनी तत्र एषा इस् ओन्लि फार् स्त्रीलिङ्ग, सो हियर् वि आर् लुकिङ्ग् एट् बिडालः, कुक्कुरः, गजः, मूषकः. सो वाट् इस् द correct term there that we need to use?
Saha.
Saha and Eshaha. Esha will be for Strilinga. So, one more time Bhagini, can you do from Vidalaha? Please mute, somebody's zero one has noise. थेङ्क् यू. अस्तु पठतु भगिनि. बिडालः मार्जारः, दट्स् ए केट्, इट्स् काल्ड् मार्जारः आल्सो. दट् ऐ थिङ्क् दट् इस् मोर् कामन्, रैट्? अस्तु, प्लीस् गो एट् भगिनि. हा, तत्र सः विडालः, सः फर् पुंलिङ्गम् एण्ड् ही इस् फार् अवे, सो सः विडालः. एषः कुक्कुरः,
एषः कुक्कुरः, एषः गजः,
वेरि गुड्. सो वन् थिङ्ग् वि कुक्कुरः आर् एनी आफ् दीस् वर्ड्स् वि डु नाट् पुट् ए दीर्घ, वि जस्ट् से कुक्कुरः, कुक्कुरः, नाट् कुक्कुराः, गजः, मूषकः. अस्तु, दोस् वर् आल् वेरि गुड्. सो देन् सुकुमार् महोदय, वुड् यु लैक् टु रीड्?
एषा बालिका, सा बालिका, एषा लता, सा लता, एषा शाटिका, सा शाटिका.
शाटिका इस् अ सारी. सो शाटिका इस् अ सारी, बालिका वि नो, लता इस् अ क्रीपर्, and they are all in strilinga. Astu, very good.
Esha mala, sa mala,
ha wool, okay. Astu, astu, dhanyavada mohodaya. For the next ones I will ask. Astu, Shweta bhagini patitum ichhati va, would you like to read?
Sure.
Okay,
so एषा छात्रा,
वेर् आर् यु भगिनी?
एषा मालिका, एषा माला,
एषा माला,
एषा, ओके, एषा माला, सा देवता, एषा छात्रा,
नो नो, आर् वेर् आर् यु, आर् यु लुकिङ्ग् एट् द स्क्रीन्?
I'm actually looking at the screen as well. Actually, well, I was reading from my own, the same text was sent actually to us, but let me look at the screen, sorry.
No, that's fine. Look at the screen.
Okay, so Esha Mala, that's funny. Okay, I'll look at the screen and do it. Esha Mala, Sa Mala, Esha Balika, Sa Vridha, Esha Lata, Sa Kalika, एषा शाटिका, एषा सा पेटिका,
पेटिका, ओके, वेरि गुड्. सो लेट्स् लुक् एट् दोस् वर्ड्स् दट् वि जस्ट् रेड्. माला विनो, दट् ईस् इन् स्त्रीलिङ्ग, स्त्रीलिङ्गं. बालिका विनो, वृद्धा, सो वि सा वृद्धः, स्त्रीलिङ्ग फर् दट् बिकम्स् वृद्धा. देन्
So we, Bhagini, in, yes. in this feminine thing, then we don't have the visarga at the end.
In Strilinga, we don't have the visarga for dirgha akara unless they are in bahuvachana.
Okay. Okay.
And depends on what the padam is. Like last class we looked at kirtihi, matihi. There are a lot of strilinga padani that do have visarga with a ikara at the end. So it depends on the padam. But in this case, it is vruddha, no visarga, just a dirga akara. And there, kalika is either a flower or a bud. So kalika, that is also dirga akara. Shatika, we just looked. Petika, it is a trunk. Petika means a trunk. And that is also in strilinga, dirga akara. Astu. Very good, Bhagini. Tulsi Bhagini. Patita Vativa, did you read?
I have to read.
Ah, go ahead, Bhagini. Let me get the screen to start from here.
Esha Mala Sa Devata Esha Chhatra Sa Adhyapika Esha Patrika Sa Pustika.
Pustika. Usually we use Pustika. Pustakam. Pustika eva. Correct. You said it correctly. Pustakam is in normal usage. That is the Srilinga version of Pustakam. So, Mala Visa, Devata. Devata, we know. We all know. Then, Chhatra. We looked at Chhatraha. In Pumlinge, it is Chhatra, Srilinga. So, we looked at Adhyapakaha. And for Srilinga, it is?
Adhyapika. So is Devata Striling?
Devata word is Strilingam, Bhagini. But it is used for Pumlinga also, as far as I know. Devata. Because we say...
Maybe Dev and Devata something.
Devaha.
Devaha api asti. Devaha Pumlinga. Devata is also there.
Oh, I see. So Devata
because
is...
when we say like... Sriman Narayano Devata, we say that, right? So there it is Devata only, even though it is Strilinga. But when we refer to him, we can say Devaha.
Okay.
Dhanyavada. Dhanyavada. Astu. So, let's see, who else? Uma Bhagini, would you like to read? Uma Bhagini?
Namaste Bhagini.
Namaste Bhagini. Are you Uma Shankar Bhagini?
Hi, my name is Uma.
Oh, okay, astu. So, one second Bhagini, let me get the screen. Okay, go ahead.
Esha Pathashala, Sa Goshala, Esha Makshika, Sa Pipilika, Esha Saraswati, Sa Parvati.
Very good. So, now notice that Pathashala or just Shala is in Strilinga. Pathashala. Then, just like that, Goshala. So, because Shala is in Strilinga, we attach Pata or Go, those are called Samastapadani, Samyuktapadani, Goshala, that is also in Strilinga. Then Makshika, a fly, is in Strilinga. Pipilika, an ant, is in Strilinga. And we know Saraswati and Parvati, Strilinga. So there it is, Dirgha Akara. Dirgha akara or dirgha ikara. Okay.
So shala means building, is it?
Shala means, it has come into usage like shala means we think of a school. But specifically...
Pathashala and Goshala.
Goshala. By attaching Pathashala, Goshala, we will know specifically what they are referring to. That needs to be... Just Shala, I need to check it one more time, Bhagini. Just Shala means what? Because Kaksha means a room. Kakshya means shala. So jash shala means what? Let me see.
Thank you.
Shala means house.
Shala means a house. Astu. Dhanyavada Mudaya. Adhuna Vinuta Bhagini Asti. Vinuta Bhagini? Namaste yeah. Bhagini. Ha, Patitu Michati Va? Would you like to read?
Ha. Yeah. Esha Janani Sa Bhagini. Esha Lekani Lekani Sa Ankani.
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 Na, tatra, Esha. It is not Mahaprana Nasti. It is not the, what do you say, hard consonant. It is just Ankani. Ka, Ankani.
Sa Ankani.
Ankani.
Sa Ankani.
Very
Esha,
good.
Esha Ghati. Sa Tri.
One second, Bhagini. So, when we say these strilinga, there should be a little bit of length at the end. Janani, Bhagini, Lekhani.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Esha Ghati, Sa Karti. Esha Darvi, Sa Chalni.
Chalani, haan. So, Janani, we know, another name for Mata. Literally, it means the one who gave birth, Janani. Janani, Janakaha. Bhagini. So, Bhagini means there, I think they are trying to show that she is tying a rakhi on her brother's wrist. So, Bhagini means sister, which is what we are using here, sister. Then, Lekhani. Lekhani is a pen. Ankani is a pencil. They both are in strilinga. Ghati, a clock, is in strilinga, ghati. Then kartari, kartari is also in strilinga. Darvi, there it is actually a serving spoon. Darvi means serving spoon. So, then chalani means, what do we call that? Sieve.
Chalani.
But in Sanskritam it is chalani. In local languages, it's called by different names. So that is also strilinga.
Charani.
In Kannada, we say something else.
It could be colander also.
Colander also, yes. Yeah, because that also does the same function. It's a sieve. So that's what it means. Astu. Now we are going to do the next page. I'm going to go back to the list here. There is a number there, 9183-2945-2088. Who is that?
It's me, Madam Rakhi.
Okay, I'm just seeing the number for you, Bhagini. Let me see. You are showing up in email as Rakhi and then number as Rakhi. Okay. So, all right. We'll start with you again, Bhagini. So, now, let's see. I think we understood these. We will not do these. So, let's do one thing. Before we go on to Tat
Eka. Bhagini, yes. Bhagini Ekaha Prashnaha. This feminine gender, actually, they end up in Ekaraha. Or they will have ikara in between, is that so?
When in between means?
Pipilika, ka, akarantaha, but in between. So is there any general rule by which you can make out?
Not general rule. Generally you can make out like, samanyataya means, normally they end in dirgha akara or dirgha ikara. We can guess looking at the end, but that's not always the case. There are always exceptions.
Okay. Dhanyavada.
Sure. Astu. Then let's do one thing. Let's read a sambhashana now on what we have learned. Hope you can see this Can you see the screen?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me... Yeah, today my computer is also not cooperating. Okay. Let it load. Then I'll readjust it. Let me just minimize this. Okay, we'll give it. I'm going to try opening it again. It's not loading for some reason. Okay, I'm not going to do anything to it. Can you all see it? Can you see the screen?
We can't see anything.
No.
No.
Okay,
no.
Okay. Okay, one second.
No, Bhagini, only blank.
All right. I will.
It's come now.
Now we can see.
Yes, okay. We can see now.
Okay, very good. All right. So,
can you please expand it?
See, that's why, Mahodaya, when I tried to do that, it disappeared.
Oh, okay.
So, no. Is it possible? Can you expand it?
You can do it. Do it
click on the plus
screen.
Button. On the plus button, click. Plus button, you click show. You see the
no,
plus.
You can do it at your
yeah,
screen.
Yes, we can
you just
do that
pinch
too.
And do it. Yeah.
No, what I'm saying, Mahodaya, is my computer is kind of slow today, so if I click on it, I'm afraid it's going to go away.
Okay, perfect.
So if possible, I expand on your screen, okay? Okay. Unless it is not readable at all, then I can try one more time. But
instead of checking the border, instead of
now
checking,
it is okay.
Right. Just you could have clicked on the plus. Yeah, that's good.
All right. Okay. So that is visible now. And if you are posting messages, I won't be able to see it. So if you have something to ask, please just ask me. Okay. All right. So let's start with this. So I'm going to ask two people for this. I'm starting with the list again from the top. So I have Amita Bhagini was not able to answer earlier. Can you participate now? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Amita Bhagini was?
You need to mute everybody and just turn one person on.
Yeah, most of them are muted now there. Amita Bhagini, your voice is very feeble. We cannot hear.
This one somehow is not working.
Okay. Please look into that, Bhagini. For this time, I'll ask someone else. Okay, please mute. Who is breath healing?
Shobha Bhagini,
yes.
Last week I was not able to join. Mm. Now I'm able to join. I would like to participate. Do you have my name with you?
What is the name, Bhagini? I'm just seeing the email, the breath healing.
Neha.
Okay, Neha Bhagini. Yeah, I have added you, Bhagini.
Okay, thank you so much.
So, yes, yeah, you can.
My name is Sharad. I am not able to rename from breath healing to my name, so I love
you. Mahodaya, please repeat that again. What is that? I did not understand.
My name is Sharad, but I could not rename myself from breath healing, so I left it like that.
Okay, so Sharad wa?
Yes, Sharad.
Sharad.
Yeah.
Okay. Later on, after the class, if you can sign in with a different name, Mahodaya, so
Sure.
I will make a note here. But, okay. Okay, I just muted everyone. I'm going to call the names. Those people, please unmute. Sharad Mahodaya, please unmute. And Brinda Bhagini, please unmute.
Okay. Astu Bhagini.
Astu. So here, Sharad Mahodaya, you are Acharyaha. Brinda Bhagini, you are Ganeshaha. Or, Then who else? Let me take one more Bhagini. There, Astu. Pramod Mahodaya, would you like to participate?
Yes.
Okay, Pramod Mahodaya, you be Ganeshaha and then Brinda Bhagini Geeta. So, start with Acharyaha. So, this is a conversation. So, start with Acharyaha, which is Sharad Mahodaya.
Bhagini, we can have Chatra also one. We can, Chatra is there.
Chatra, that is in plural, Bhagini. That's all the Chatras.
Chatra.
But who is speaking?
One person can.
Yeah, who is talking right now?
I'm Brinda.
Brinda. Okay. Let's just try this, Bhagini.
Okay.
All right. So, all right, Sharad Mahodaya, start with Acharyaha.
Okay. Acharyaha. सर्वेभ्यः स्वागतम् नमस्काराः मम नाम अरुणः भवतः नाम किम्
भवतः नाम किम् अस्तु
भवतः नाम किम्
Mm-hmm. Is a prashnarthaka. We will look at other forms of it also later. It happens in three linga. Kaha, ka,
okay.
Kim. Okay. Astu, okay. Ganeshaha.
Mam nama Ganeshaha.
Again, Acharyaha.
Bhavatyaha nama kim?
Mama Geeta. Nama Geeta.
Like that, continue.
Mama nama kim?
Okay, now chatraha. So, chatraha kya?
Shall I answer, Bhagini?
Go ahead.
Bhavataha nama arunaha.
Yeah, Bhagini, just you answer when it says chatraha also, okay. Along with your part. Okay?
Okay,
so go ahead. Acharyaha.
आचार्यः मम पुस्तकं मम शाला मम मुखं मम पादः एवं सर्वे वदन्तु
मीन्स् एव्रीवन् से टेल् वदन्तु Go ahead, Mohan.
Oh, okay. Evam sarvam vadantu.
Sarve vadantu. Sarve means everyone.
Yeah, sarve vadantu. Shala. Gruham.
Gruham.
Lekhani. Hastah. Chitrama. Chitramu.
Chitram.
Chitram.
So that, see that stroke at the bottom? That is called, that makes it that hraswa, like, halanta. Like chitram, instead of chitrama, by putting that stroke at the bottom, it becomes chitram.
Yeah, chitram. Vrukshah. Mitram.
Mitram. Mitram is an apumsaka padam, but it can be used for both pumlinga and strilinga. So we can say, sah, esha radha, सा मम मित्रम् आर् वी केन् से एषः रमेशः सः मम मित्रं सो इट् केन् बि यूस् बोत् वैस् अस्तु नौ फार् छात्राः वृन्दा भगिनी वदतु
मम शा मम गृहं मम लेखनी मम हस्तः मम चित्रं मम वृक्षः मम चित्रं मित्रं इट् इस् रिपीटिङ्ग् मम मित्रम्
इट्स् ऐ थिङ्क् इट्स् अ टैपो शुड् बि मित्रं वेरि गुड् भगिनि अस्तु आचार्यः
भवतः पुस्तकं भवतः पुस्तकं भवतः शाला इत्येवं क्रमेण वदन्तु
सो देर् ही सेयिङ्ग् इत्येवं मीन्स् इति एवं सो दट् इस् ए संयुक्त कञ्जङ्क्ट् पदम् इति एवं क्रमेण मीन्स् क्रमशः वन् बै वन् वदन्तु वदन्तु इस् इन् बहुवचन एव्रिबडि से अस्तु भगिनी वन् सेकेण्ड् तत्र प्रमोद् महोदय इस् नाट् गेटिङ्ग् मच् टु से प्रमोद् महोदय से द नेक्स्ट् छात्राः
भवतः शाला भवतः गृहं लेखनी
हा तत्र महोदय इट् इस् रुकार फार् गृहं सो वि प्रनौन्स् इट् एस् गृहं गृहं
गृहं लैक् मोदीजी गृहं ओके
हा भवतः अस्तु लेखनी अधुना ओके प्रमोद् महोदय वै डोण्ट् यू गो अण्ड् रीड् द नेक्स्ट् आचार्यालय
भवत्याः पुस्तकं भवत्याः शाला इत्येवं क्रमेण वदन्तु
भवत्याः पुस्तकम् अपि च शाला अस्तु देन् छात्राः भवान् एव वदतु यू गो अहेड् अण्ड् फिनिश् इट् महोदय
भवत्याः शाला भवत्याः शाला भवत्याः गृहं भवत्या लेखनी
हा देर् वाट् हेपन्स् महोदय वी हेव् टु प्रनौन्स् द विसर्ग आल्सो सो वेन् वि से भवत्या विसर्ग इस् नाट् प्रनौन्स्ड् सो इट् शुड् बि भवत्याः शाला
भवत्याः
वेरि गुड् हा भवत्याः गृहं
भवत्याः गृहं भवत्याः लेखनी
भवत्याः लेखनी वेरि गुड्
सो वाट् इत्येवम्
ओके दे बोत् आर् करेक्ट् भगिनी इति एवं वि जस्ट् वि रैट् इट् सेपरेट्लि इफ् वि वाण्ट् टु मेक् ए सन्धि देर् वि केन् से इत्येवं सो इट् विल् मेक् ए शार्टर् दट् वास् युवर् क्वशन् रैट्
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Iti evam becomes ittevam if sandhi is wanted. Astu. So what they are trying to do here is they are trying to show that mama can be used with any padam. So because we said mama nama in last time class, so it is we can say anything like मम शाला मम मुखं मम पादः मम गृहं सो मम मीन्स् मै सो लैक् ऐ वास् सेयिङ्ग् अहम् इति सर्वे जानन्ति किल सो यु आल् नो अहं मीन्स् ऐ सो अहं पदस्य विभक्ति षष्टिविभक्ति मम सो डोण्ट् वरि वि विल् लुक् अट् इट् लुक् अट् आल् द विभक्तिस् सो जस्ट् ऐ जस्ट् वाण्ट् यु टु नो दट् मम कम्स् अहं विभक्ति ओके and bhavatah comes bhavan vibhakti from there bhavatyah comes from bhavati vibhakti and we'll look at those so that's what they're doing here we can use mama to refer to something and say that is mine that's what it is so bhavatah pumlinge bhavatyah strilinge sarve jananti you all know and so there it says okay I would like someone to read this question came in the last class tatra chitra bhagini can you read that last paragraph
shobha bhagini and yes, bhagini. Question what is this you have it's bhavatah pustakam bhavatyah pustakam so it can be used in both ways is it
both yes, fully yes. Feeling. In both ways because again they're trying to point out that mama when I want to say my pustakam I will say mama pustakam when I want to say your pustakam in strilinga I will say bhavatyah pustakam if I want to say his pustakam in pumlinga I will say bhavatah pustakam or bhavatah shala bhavatah gruham bhavatyah lekhani so
is it can I actually what you're saying is that it's not about the pustak it's about the person like
yes.
It's a strilinga or pulling right
correct yeah correct it is about the person and the case ending that is being used here
so pustakam does not have a gender
it does pustakam is napumsakalingam here it is not needed because they are happening in two different vibhaktis and you will understand that when we cover that bhavatyah is happening in shashti vibhakti pustakam is just happening in prathama vibhakti there so there we don't have to match them when okay, they both happen in the same vibhakti we will match
okay
I think yeah essentially they are saying his book her book your book so book is the remains the same
book remains the same and they are saying that yeah we can use anything this is to show how to say my this my that his this her so how to use
is it her or is it your bhavatah
speak up bhagini I can't hear you
is it bhavatah means your or his
bhavatah means it means both bhagini actually remember bhavatah is a respectable way of addressing someone so I can be talking to say Pramod Mahodaya I will say bhavatah pustakam because it is like saying dai instead of your
tamma in kannada
dai pustakam dai book in english
so bhavata is like aap
yeah just remember it as aap
aapka pustak
bhavatah bhavatyah bhavan bhavati there aap okay and we will cover tvam later you later but here for example so someone was going to read this then I got questions
chitra
bhagini go ahead bhagini here it will come actually so start from bhavatah pumlinge from there
okay visheshah bhavatah pullinge भवत्याः स्त्रीलिङ्गे तव नाम किम् इति प्रश्नः अपि कर्तुं शक्यते अग्रे क्रियापदप्रयोगः तरे क्लेशः भवति
देर् इट् इस् वन् वर्ड् क्रियापदप्रयोगस्तरे
ओके क्रियापद किन्तु अग्रे क्रियापदप्रयोगस्तरे क्लेशः भवति अतः प्राथमिकस्तरे तव
प्राथमिकस्तरे
प्राथमिकस्तरे तव इति प्रयोगः मास्तु
वन् सेकेण्ड् भगिनि रेस्ट् आफ् यू प्लीज़् म्यूट् युवर् सेल्फ् थेङ्क् यू गो अहेड् भगिनि
भवतः भवत्याः एव प्रयोगः भवतु नाम इत्पत्रविसर्गः नास्ति अनुस्वराः अपि अनुस्वारः अपि नास्ति नाम इत्यस्य स्थाने केचन नामध्येयम् इतस्य अपि उपयोगं कुर्वन्ति
इत्यस्य मीन्स् इति अस्य इति अस्य
हियर् डस् दट् मीन् टु बि यूस्
इति अस्य मीन्स् लैक् दिस् दट्स् वाट् इट् मीन्स् लैक् दिस् इट्स् यूस्ड् in that meaning. So we covered bhavatah pumlinge, bhavatyah strilinge. Then tavanama kim. So why not tavanama? Iti prashnaha api kartum shakyate. So iti means like this, prashnaha, question api also kartum shakyate. We are able to ask tavanama kim. Kintu agre kriyapada prayogastare klesha bhavati. So kriyapada means verb. So they are saying, if we use that, then we have to use a specific kind of kriyapada that goes with it, which we won't be covering at this point in time. Ataha prathamika stare. So for early stages, tava iti prayogaha mastu. So let's not use the prayoga of tava. Mastu means let's not. Na ma astu. Astu iti sarve jananti kila. You all know astu, tatha astu, astu. So ma astu means ma negates it. Ma astu means less not. Mastu. Bahudvanihi asti. Ma karotu, ma astu iti. Bhavataha bhavatyaha ityeva prayogaha bhavatu. So bhavataha bhavatyaha iti eva. Only iti only prayogaha means usage. Bhavatu. Bhavatu means there they are saying let it be like that. And we'll look at that later, why it is bhavatu. Nama ityatra visargaha nasti. So nama ityatra iti atra. Nama ityatra visargaha nasti. So it does not have any visarga. Anuswaraha api nasti. So it is not namaha or namam. It is only nama. That makes it confusing sometimes because it's not ending in halanta, like nam. It's not nam. At the same time, it has no visarga, it has no anuswara. So it's one of those words that even though it looks different, it is iteva sthane kechana namadheyam ityasyapi upayogam kurvanti. So it is actually napumsaka, but it does not have the m at the end. So it's nama, that's it. Any questions here?
Bhagini, the last one. Namaha visarga, I didn't get it. Can you just go through it once?
What they are saying is, like for example, we looked at words ending in visarga. Ramaha, Ganeshaha, Vrikshaha, Vanaraha. So, like that, there is no visarga here. And at the same time, it does not have anuswara like pustakam. Anuswara or M comes for napumsaka. Like you see namadheyam, how it ended in makara. When there is a akshara with a stroke at the bottom, we call it makara, nakara, whatever. Gruham, makara there. Because it's not a full swara. Swara is not there. It's only the consonant, half pronunciation. So it's called makara. So because nama neither has a visarga, neither makara at the end or a anuswara, why? Because later on when we look at the different rupas, we'll see. Or in, for example, in the exercises we did, we looked at either they had visarga for pumlinga, vrikshaha, balakaha, chhatraha, or they had dirgha akara, like for Saraswati, Parvati, or dirgha akara, like Radha, Lata, Rama, like that. And so, or they have pustakam, like Hraswa, at the end. So here, none of them are present, right? Nama means it is nama, it is actually ending in a full ma. So there should be a visarga there. But there is not a visarga. There is no dirgha akara. And what I would like to say is, when we look at visarga, this will make sense. Vibhaktis. Kshamatam. When we look at vibhaktis, this will make sense. Because they are all assigned visarga, anuswara, or a makara at the end. Or ikara, akara, like that. So they are saying, this one is a special word. That's what they want you to know. Okay, and we'll explore it later. Any other questions?
So you mean nama when you, there is no gender for this?
No, there is. There is, but it is written like
no, that. No, when you are asking tava nama kim, bhavatyaha nama kim, bhavatah nama kim.
Correct, Bhagini. Yes.
That you have to ask.
Yeah. It remains like that with everyone.
Yeah.
Okay, so if no more questions on this, I will close this.
The last part of the sentence, the last phrase, how do you translate that?
Which one?
Under Vishesh, the last phrase.
Bhavataha, bhavatyaha?
Itteva
prayogaha mastu. You mean the that sentence?
Yeah.
Huh. So what they are saying is, let's not use the tava right now. Let's use when we address others. Huh. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. Dhanyavada Baba.
Sure. Okay. So let's go to what we covered. We have one more to cover, and then we can. So we covered Pumlinga, we covered Strilinga, we looked at some that are in Napumsaka Linga, but we did not use Etat and Tat. So Etat and Tat are just like saying Eshaha or Esha and then Saha or Sa. Except we use Etat and Tat when we refer to Napumsaka Linga Padam, Padani. Okay, so we'll look at some examples. So, where did we stop? I think Dr. Girija Bhagini Asti Tatra. So, Namaste Bhagini, would you like to participate?
Yes, Namaste Bhagini.
Namaste. So, Bhagini, go ahead and read the first three.
Okay, ma'am. Etat Phalam. Tat phalam. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Etat vimanam. Tat vimanam. Etat vyanjanam.
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 No. Tatra vyanjanam. Anunasika nasti.
Vyanjanam. Etat vyanjanam. Tat vyanjanam.
So, there, these are all assigned napumsaka lingani, phalam, vimanam, vajanam. Vajanam means a handheld fan. That's what it is. So, when it is near, just like we did eshaha and esha, here we are going to say etat, etat. So, let's look at some more. Astu, tatra adhuna, Gauri Bhagini has not participated yet, correct? Gauri Bhagini, would you like to?
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you read, should I read that again?
No, these are actually different slides. Go ahead.
Etat dugdam. Tat dugdam, etat phalam, tat pushpam, etat vimanam, tat lokyanam.
Lokayanam.
Lokayanam, okay.
Haan. So there again we are being introduced to different words, padani. Words. Dugdam, milk. Pushpam, flower. Phalam, we know. Vimanam, we know. Lokayanam is a bus. Bus is called a lokayanam. Alright. So, then Shailini Bhagini, would you like to read the next three?
Yes, please. Etat netram, tat upanetram.
Top of the page, Bhagini. Datra, etat vajanam.
Etat vajanam. Etat vajanam, tat bhavanam. Etat dugdham, tat jalam. Etat netram, tat उपनेत्रम्
अगेन् सम् मोर् वर्ड्स् सो भवनं बिल्डिङ्ग् जलं वाटर् इट् हेस् लाट् आफ़् अदर् सिमिलर् वर्ड्स् synonyms also jalam we'll learn that netram one netram so netram etat netram upanetram so look at the how that word is made netram is eye upa means samipe near so it sits near the eye so upanetram for glasses eyeglasses अस्तु देन् फ्यू मोर् जयन्ति भगिनि पठितुम् इच्छति वा वुड् यु लैक् टु रीड्
एतत् वातायनं तत् सोपानम् एतत् गृहं तत् उद्यानम् एतत् पर्णं तत् सस्यं
सो केन् यु टेल् अस् द मीनिङ्ग् आफ़् दोस् वर्ड्स्
एतत्
वातायनं विण्डो अण्ड् लुक् अट् द वर्ड् देयर् वात मीन्स् एर् अयनम् एक्चुलि मीन्स् लैक् प्रयाण so because air comes through it vatayanam very literal words sopanam
staircase
they have shown which is also sopanam but it means steps so we will say like kramena sopanena gachamaha when it comes to learning we use that sopanena gachamaha let's go step by step let's not go beyond what we are learning here like that we hear in classes so sopanena kramena like that so gruham we know gruham udyanam is park udyanam or we have also heard udyana vanam kila udyana vanam vanam means
forest
so that is also used udyanam just udyanam is also enough parnam
leaf
parnani bahuvachane parnam parnani sasyam plant plant sasyam plant bahuvachane sasyani iti bhavati so now we are going to practice etat tat looking at whether they are near or far astu mrudala bhagini can you do three of them please
एतत् विमानं
भगिनी केन् यु कम् नियर् द मैक्रोफोन् इट्स् वेरि फीबल्
एतत् विमानं
बेटर्
एतत् विमानं तत् रेलयानं तत् वातायनम् एतत् व्यजनम्
गुड् करेक्ट्
शुड् ऐ रीड्
या गो रीड् द नेक्स्ट् वन् टु
ओके एतत् गृहं तत् मन्दिरं
वेरि गुड् सो हियर् वि आर् यूसिङ्ग् इन्स्टेड् आफ़् एषः एषा एतत् तत् वास् वेरि गुड् सो वि लुक्ड् अट् लोकयानं विच् इस् अ बस् हियर् इट् इस् रेलयानम् That is a new word there. Mandiram, we know. And that's all there is. Astu. Very good, Bhagini. Dhanyavadaha. So, then, who else joined later?
Mama Neha. I joined today.
Neha Bhagini, have you read yet?
Not yet.
Okay, Neha Bhagini, you go ahead and read the next three.
Yes, thank you. Tat pushpam etat parnam etat udhyanam tat sopanam tat upanetram etat chatram.
Very good. So chatram is the new word there, which means we say we
umbrella.
Lot of the Indian languages already have chatri eva. We all call it chatri, or I'm not sure in other languages it may be different, but that is the thing. Okay, so Aneha Bhagini, go ahead and finish this. There are just two more lines.
Yes, thank you. Etat pustakam tat
kreenakam. No, that Krida. Is the da. Like that Krida. Comes ta ta da. That is the da. Kreedanakam.
Kreedanakam. Kreedanakam. Tat netram etat patram.
Very good. Etat patram. So they have shown a paper there. Astu. So this is what these are the referring pronouns for napumsakalingam. So any questions here?
Kridanakam means toy, yeah?
Toy, toy, yeah. Okay. Yes, okay. That's what it is. Kridanakam. Mm-hmm. Astu. Now, so using these, we can use any objects and use etat, tat. Now, see. Any questions there on any of this? Today, I wanted to share with you some resources, and then we will do some more abhyasa on. I will introduce you to the Prathama Vibhakti only of Eshaha, Esha, Etat. And I do not have the, I cannot do screen sharing on this one. But we can, we'll cover it again next time. So, there are, many of you may be familiar with these two. There is one called Spoken Sanskrit. Do you all know it? It is an online resource. It's a website. It is a dictionary. That you can use. I will email this link to you.
Okay,
so that is for you can type in English also any words, and it will give you the meaning. It will give several meanings actually, and it can also show the usage of it. So it's a very good website. Kosha Sanskrita Today. Kosha Sanskrit Today. That is another one that gives you meanings, and it brings from different sources in one place. So that also you can type in English. So these two are very good to start off with. I will send that in the email. And another thing, some of you wanted to know the names last time, if that is the correct pronunciation. I'm going to email that. I think I covered that in the beginning. I'm going to email that information. So, astu. Let's see. So, Eshaha.
Bhagini, may I ask a question?
Yes.
This Krinakakam,
Kridanakam.
Kridanakam. How do you guess that it is not a male or a female and it is a toy?
So, you mean by looking at it, how do we know?
Yeah, because it could be a bullock cart, and is it really a bullock cart or is it a toy bullock cart? How do we figure that out?
Bullock cart will probably have a different lingam, Bhagini. That needs to be checked, but there they are referring to the item toy, not what it is. Yeah, we will look into those like lingas, lingani later.
Okay.
There that is just a toy, so it is referred to as a napumsakalinga.
Yeah, because at the first sight, I thought it was a bird. Then with the wheels, then with the wheels, it gave the idea that it must be a toy.
Yeah, it is not. It is not. Sure. Okay. So, let me do one thing. I would like to say, I would like to introduce prashnarthaka pronoun. And for this, I will go back to here. Because depending on the lingam of what we are referring to, prashnarthaka shabda will also be the same. It will match that. For example, here. And you can all answer this if you want. Okay, I hope that does not cause a problem if all of you unmute. So let me again ask someone. Sundareshan Mahodaya, are you able to participate, Mahodaya?
Yeah, I realized that this is not your first class. All your students or participants seem to know much of Sanskrit in reading the words and the sentences very clearly and easily. So I'm trying to learn, as people say, for pronunciations, balakaha, eshaka, saha, shaka, all these things. But I think I've joined you. Maybe which class is this now? What you're doing is for your students, 10th class?
This is only the second class, Mahodaya. Okay, but don't worry. What I want to tell you is...
No, I enjoy it. I enjoy it because I'm learning a lot of things how to pronounce. Huh. But the thing is, your students are already well aware what to read and how to read most of the things. They know the alphabets. And you also bring in a lot of grammar as well at the same time, you see. Talking about...
I'm doing an introduction of grammar at the same time. So the connection will be made.
Yeah, That's fine. You go ahead the way you want to go ahead, and I'll follow as much as I can and try to do some homework as well.
Very good. Now let me ask you, are you able to read?
Yes, I can follow. I can read.
You can read, okay.
If I can't read, I won't be here.
Okay, very good, Mahodaya. So what you can do, like you're already doing it, I know you told me earlier. So you are already doing extra work on your own. So you should be fine, Mahodaya. So go ahead and read these four lines now. Excuse me. Don't read. I'm going to ask you some questions, and I will tell you what I'm going to ask, and then you answer it. So we looked at these now. We looked at Eshaha Balakaha, Esha Balika, and all that. So now we are going to ask in a question mark. So for Eshaha, I'm going to say Saha. For Pumlinga, I'm going to say Kaha. For Strilinga, I'm going to say Ka. And then you answer it, so we'll make the connection that way. And then for Balakaha, I'm going to say Eshaha Kaha. So there it is written, Eshaha Balakaha. I'm going to say Eshaha Kaha. So you can see that Kaha goes with Pumlinga. So, okay. Astu.
Yeah.
Starting with the first one, Mahodaya. Eshaha kaha?
Eshaha balakaha.
Saha kaha?
Saha balakaha.
Astu. Tatra simhaha asti. Eshaha kaha?
Saha simhaha.
Saha kaha?
No. Eshaha simhaha.
Oh, did you say saha? Eshaha simhaha.
Saha kaha? Saha simhaha.
Astu. So now, next one. Look at the next one. I'm going to say, Eshaha vanaraha. Can you make it into a question?
Kaha,
very good. Then next one is sahavanaraha. Question it.
Saha kaha.
Very good.
Saha kaha.
Can you do the next one?
Saha.
So saha. Eshaha gajaha.
Kaha ga. Eshaha kaha.
And then the next one?
Saha kaha.
सः कः? वेरि गुड् महोदय. ओके, लेट्स् गो टु स्त्रीलिङ्ग, सम् आफ् देम्. ओके, सुन्दरेशन् महोदय, थेङ्क् यू, केन् यू प्लीस् म्यूट्? श्वेता भगिनी, केन् यू पार्टिसिपेट्?
श्योर्.
ओके, सेम् थिङ्ग् हियर् भगिनी, जस्ट् गोड् अण्ड् पुट् क्वशन् मार्क्स् हियर्, वी केन् डू द फस्ट् वन्. एषा बालिका, एषा का, सा बालिका, सा का, केन् यू डू द रिमेनिङ्ग् वन्स्?
एषा का बालिका, सा का बालिका.
सो डू द क्वशन्, देन् यू केन् आन्सर् इट्. डू दट्, ट्रै दट्.
सो केन् यू जस्ट् एक्चुली डू वन्? एषा, एषा का.
ओके, लेट्स् डू द फस्ट् वन्.
ओके,
एषा का, एषा बालिका, सा का, सा का, सा बालिका.
एषा का, एषा का, एषा लता, सा का, सा लता, एषा का, एषा शाटिका, सा का, सा शाटिका, एषा का, एषा माला, सा का, सा माला.
ओके, नौ इमेजिन् नियर् यू देर् इस् ए बालिका, सो हौ वुड् यू यूस् दिस् देर्? फस्ट् से हौ टु हौ यू रेफर् इट्. सो फस्ट् यूल् से एषा बालिका, बिकास् वै, वै एषा?
एषा बिकास् एषा इस् फार् फेमिनिन्.
Esha is feminine and?
And this, close by, close by.
Close by, very good. That's what, because both Esha and Sa are feminine.
Exactly.
But only one is for close by, one is for far away. So there is a Esha Balika near you. Mm-hmm. Can you question, turn that into a question?
Esha Ka.
Esha Ka. So then?
Esha Balika.
Ha, there is a sari far away from mm-hmm. you. सा शाटिका, वेरि गुड्, धन्यवादः
भगिनी.
सो लैक् वि विल् डू फ्यू मोर् एक्साम्पल्स्, लेट् मी ट्रै समोन् एल्स्. थेङ्क् यू. तुलसी भगिनी, would you like to do the next?
Yes.
So first say question mark it and then answer it. Shall we do one together?
Sa ka, sa malika, sa ka, sa malika, sa ka.
Bhagini, there is a lot of disturbance on your... Are you using a headset? Wired? Oh, this is Shweta Bhagini. Astu. Shweta Bhagini, there is a lot of disturbance in your line.
Apologies.
Okay. So, if you are not using a headset, please use a headset. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. So,
now, this is Tulsi Bhagini, right?
Right.
Okay.
Sa Kalika.
Kalika. Astu. Go ahead.
Esha ka, Esha Shatika. Sa ka, Sa Petika.
Astu. So, there is a creeper in your yard, Bhagini. How would you address that? Creeper means Lata. Tulsi Bhagini?
Esha ka, Esha Lata.
Haan, actually it is far away. So what would we use
so,
there?
So Sa Lata.
Haan, Sa Lata.
Sa Lata.
Haan. So Sa ka,
Sa ka, Sa in the, Lata.
The creeper in the yard. Sa ka, Sa Lata. Haan. And then nearby, let's say there is a petika.
Esha ka, Esha Lata.
Esha petika.
Haan. That is Lata is fine too. If it is near you, inside the house. So if it is a petika,
Esha.
Very good. All right. So that that is how we make prashnarthaka in pumlinga, strilinga. Let's try some napumsakalinga now. So let's go back to this. Now, here it is napumsakalinga. So for that we use kim. So etat phalam. Etat kim? Etat phalam. Tat phalam. Tat kim? Tat phalam. So kim is used for napumsaka. So it is. Now somebody answer this. What do we use for pumlinga?
Ka.
Kaha.
Very good. For strilinga?
Kaha.
For pumlinga?
Kim.
Kaha.
Pumlinga. Kshimatam. Napumsakalinga?
Kim.
Kim. Okay. Now what do we use for balakaha?
Kaha.
Kaha.
Vrikshaha.
Kaha. Kaha.
Vriddhaha?
Kaha.
What do we use for Sita?
Ta.
Ta.
Then Radha?
Ta.
Astu. Shatika?
Ta.
Ta.
Now let's do this again.
Time up, ma.
Astu bhagini, there will be the recording, so you can listen to that. Would you all like to stay a few more minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll finish it in a few more minutes. So after this, we'll be done with tat, etat, and we'll review in next class. So, okay, someone please go ahead and read.
I'll read. एतत् विमा एतत् किम् एतत् विमानं तत् किं तत् विमानम् एतत् किम् एतत् व्यजनं तत् किं तत् व्यजनम् एतत् किम् एतत् दुग्धं तत् किं तत् दुग्धम् एतत् फलं तत् किम्
एतत् किम् एतत् फलम्
एतत् फलं तत् किं तत् पुष्पं पुष्पं
वेरि गुड् थेङ्क् यू भगिनी वन् सेकेण्ड् एनि वन् हु डिण्ट् हेव् अ चान्स् टु स्पीक् अण्ड् वुड् लैक् टु स्पीक् प्लीस् लेट् मि नो
ऐ विल् रीड् भगिनि
अस्तु विनुता भगिनी पठतु भगिनी
एतत् किम् एतत् विमानं तत् किं तत् लोकयानम् एतत् किम् एतत् व्यजनम् तत् किं तत् भवनम् एतत् किम् एतत् दुग्गं
दुग्धं दुग्धं
दुग्धं भगिनी बट् ऐ थाट् मिल्क् इस् क्षीरानो क्षीरान्नम् इस् ए
क्षीरं क्षीरम् इस् आल्सो नपुंसकलिङ्गं पर्यायवाचकपदानि इत्युक्ते सिनोनिम् दुग्धम् इस् आल्सो मिल्क् क्षीरम् इस् आल्सो मिल्क्
तत् किं तत् जलम् एतत् किम् एतत् नेत्रं तत् किं तत् उपनेत्रम् एतत् किम् एतत् वातायनं तत् किं तत् सोपानम् एतत् किम् एतत् गृहम् तत् किं तत् उद्यानम् एतत् किम् एतत् पर्णं तत् किं तत् सस्यं
वेरि गुड् वेरि गुड् सो एव्रि वन् अण्डर्स्टुड् अहं चिन्तयामि इफ् एनी क्वशन्स् आस्क् आर् यू केन् ईमेल् मी सो वि विल् स्टाप् हियर् and we'll continue in next class. If you all need it, we'll go over the questions or some review. otherwise we will go on. And next class we are going to look at the Vibhakti table. We are going to look at what it means, and we are going to use some examples to see the usage of it. So that's for next time. So now let's end with a prarthana, and I would like for someone to read this. Who would like to? Can you see the screen?
I can read this. Yes, okay. I can read that.
Go ahead, Bhagini. Sunita Bhagini.
Purnamadaha Purnamidam.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnatam.
No, go one person, please.
May I?
Who was saying? Sunita Bhagini wanted to read, right?
Okay.
Go ahead, Bhagini.
Hello. Can I read? Can I read Purna Madaha, Purna Minda, Purnata, Purne Mudde Chyate?
Okay, Bhagini, one second.
Purna Madaha.
Read with me. Read with me, okay? Let's read together. Let's read together. Purna Madaha, Purna Madaha,
Purna Minda, Purna Chyate.
पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् अस्तु सर्वेषां नमस्काराः सर्वेभ्यः नमः नमस्ते एव्रिवन् Thank you. So we'll see you all next time. And look for email. If you are not in the group email, let me know.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Dhanyavadaha.
Dhanyavadaha. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste, Mohdaya.
Dhanyavadaha,
Mohdaya.
Okay. Namaste, Bhagini.
Namaste.
धन्यवाद